Hello.
Hi, Horace.
Yes.
Hi, Horace. I'm sorry. It's Jesse. I'm sorry if I called you a couple of times. It wasn't ringing, so I don't know if you picked up before. But
okay. Hold on. One minute.
Sure.
Hey, come see. Rudy. Okay, so this is Jesse on the phone from yesterday. What do you want me to do?
What I suggest you do?
Yeah.
Is it the pro package? Is that the ones that Google?
Uh-huh.
Whatever. Pro package?
Okay. Give me my wallet.
Here?
Yeah. Could be. Okay, Ms. Jesse.
Okay, so, Horace, I'm just, basically what I'm going to do with you, okay, is I'm just going to do, get some basics about your company and set you up for a client interview, and then I'll get payment and have you sign the terms. So it'll just be like 10 minutes. So now, Horace, you do spell your name H-O-R-A-C-E, right?
Yes.
Do you have a middle initial?
E.
Okay, and what is your last name?
Mason, M-A-S-O-N.
Okay, and what's the best email for you?
HoraceMason1957@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And this is the best phone number for you always, right?
Excuse me, hold on, ma'am?
Yeah, no, you're fine. This is the best phone number for you always, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then is the best address for you, is it going to be the 4715 Gene Street?
4715, yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to get some basics about your company for your client interview, Horace. Now, what are your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
I could take phone calls from 6:30 to 7.
Okay. Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday.
Okay, perfect. And do you have any licensing insurance? It's not required for Google, but sometimes it's just kind of nice.
I have my license. I have my contractor's license, and I also have liability and workman's comp insurance.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And then what forms of payment do you take? Cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo?
Cash or check.
Okay. And what's the best form of contact for you? Phone, text, email, all the above?
I prefer a telephone, but I would ask for a text.
Okay. And now, do you, so anything I'm going to mention will be included. But do you have a logo, or do you want us to create you one?
You can create one.
Okay, perfect. And now, would you also be interested, Horace, in getting a what's called a call tracking number? So just to kind of explain what this is, it's going to be a number that's listed online that's not your personal phone number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line, and it also comes with an app that you can kind of track the phone calls, filter calls. It set up multiple lines if you want. It's just kind of like an extra tool. It's completely optional, and it's included if you want it.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay, Mr. Jesse?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to repeat that again?
Yeah, so, Rudy, I'm talking to Rudy, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I was just asking him, so anything that I mentioned is included and optional. I was just asking him if he would be interested in what's called a call tracking number. Basically, this is a number that's listed online that's not his personal phone number, but the calls will be directed to his personal line, And it also comes with an app. So you can kind of track the phone calls, you know, turn off and on. It's like a business line, basically. No,
that's okay.
Okay. Like I said, it's totally optional. Just would be an extra tool. But if you don't want it, totally fine. And then, now, do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you want us to create you one?
What?
Do you have a Facebook profile?
I think so, but you can create one.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so, okay.
Do you have an Asian instructional Facebook?
Look it up and see. I'm pretty sure you had one on there before.
I don't have a Facebook, so I don't know. I mean, I do, but
my Facebook profile is.
I'm a.
Here, I'll look.
She's
I'll look right now.
You go look.
Mm-hmm. There. Okay, actually, I think I know. I see a link for you, but it doesn't actually go anywhere. Hold on. One second.
Okay.
From a business point of view,
instead of
like a user.
Okay, one second here.
What is that you're drinking?
Okay. Actually, I think I just found it. Never mind.
You found it?
Yeah, I found it. Okay.
So you have one.
You do have one, yeah. okay.
Is it usable? Like, is it?
Yeah. I mean, if you have login credentials for it, you just need to be able to log into it. I mean, it looks like somebody's been doing work on it. Well, no. Okay. So the last post on here was from January 8th, and it looks like it's just his business card. So, but there's like pictures of you. Horace, I believe this is you.
Yes,
and
yes,
then
probably.
You doing some work. So there's not a lot on here, but you know, at least it's something that people can see you and call you and message you. But the only way that you can use it is if you actually have login credentials for it. So if you remember how to log into it.
Tell them.
So now. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
So I was just going to ask now, do you want to be an authorized user on the account, Rudy? So basically, you can call in and get any information about the account.
I guess.
Okay, I mean, yeah, it's not that any of your information will be put out. Just so if you have any questions, you can call in and ask about it and, you know, get authorized
to
that.
No problem.
Okay.
And Rudy, do you have the same last name?
No. Okay. My last name is Bacon, like breakfast, B-A-C-O-N.
Okay, perfect. Then now, just to start, let's see.
Go for it.
I have that here. One second. Sorry. So I'm going to go ahead and set up your client interview. Now, let me see what I have available. One second.
Now, the client interview basically goes into details of what he's actually paying for and just basically start the process?
Yeah, so the client interview is typically between 20 and 40 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. But basically, it's going to be where they're going to get all of your keywords, get kind of what you want for your website, you know, just more extensive, kind of like where the magic happens. So that's really where they're going to dive in deep to your business. So, tomorrow, now what do you have available? Are you guys more available in the mornings, afternoons, like around this time?
Tomorrow morning around 10 o'clock will be fine.
Okay, perfect. So that I do have that available. So it'll be from 10 to 11. The whole phone call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Okay?
Okay.
And this is for, what is the name of your company again? I'm sorry. I'm just taking notes.
Local Splash.
Okay.
So then while you're taking notes, they will be calling tomorrow from the 877 number. So I always just suggest it's best to save this phone number in your phone so you know who's calling. So it'll be 877 635-6225.
Got it. And what was your name again? Oh, we're not speaking to you, huh?
Well, so tomorrow, so I'll always be the lead on your account, but from tomorrow forward, you'll be working with your account management team. So you can always, if you guys have any questions at any time, you can always reach me at my extension. It'll be 2267. If you need anything, just, yeah, don't be afraid to reach me directly. But, yes, you will be working with somebody different tomorrow.
And what was your name again?
Jesse Corcoran.
Okay. I'm just taking notes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I would rather you have the information than not. So now let's go ahead and set this up. One second here. Let me put it in. So you guys had a job today, though, right?
Of course.
Yeah, always.
You had a job today.
No, I've been chilling, just chilling.
Okay. Now let me go ahead and put this in. One second. So for billing, it's going to be the same address, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. One second. Okay. So now, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or a Discover?
A MasterCard.
Okay, and I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay, hold on. Wait.
He's going to grab his wallet right now.
Okay, perfect.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, I texted that over, I believe, yesterday. Let me see. Hold on.
I'm on Google right now. Is this localsplash.com?
Yeah, localsplash.com.
If you don't mind me asking, how did you get his information?
So that's a great question, actually. So we have an inventory department. So when a listing becomes available, we'll go through their inventory department. We'll go through and look for businesses that would fit that listing.
No,
and then have good reviews.
I'll put them back in there because he's broke. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. So basically the inventory department, they just comb through the internet looking for, you know, businesses that would fit that listing. And then they'll send over that list of businesses to our mapping coordinators. So they can get them from pretty much anywhere that you have a listing. I see you have a Google Business Profile, you know, the Facebook. It could have been Home Advisor. I mean, he's also on BBB. So there are, you know, various places.
He's a Better Business Bro?
He has a BBB.
I have to look at that.
He actually has an A-plus rating, so that's good. Looks like...
Corn, you have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau.
Did he say I know?
He said I know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so yeah. I mean...
He said I know.
Okay, so here she
goes. I was asking her where she got your information from.
Okay.
So you that's ready? That came up. Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 51-49 82-58-7159-2755.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0825.
Okay, and then the 3-digit code on the back?
047.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, Horace and Rudy, is I'm updating and processing payment for the 248. So this is the 149 with the $99 setup fee. So
One second. Can you repeat that? I had to grab my pen.
248.
Yeah, 248. So that will be the 149 with the $99 setup fee. So I'm going to read a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I'm walking you through this, if you guys have any questions, just stop me and let me know. So it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
HM Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Horace E Nation, the owner.
Okay, perfect. And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, Horace, it is important that you were actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. If any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know you're working with us already. And so when you do your client interview, you're going to set up a security question. So if you ever have any doubts about it being us, just ask for that security question and they'll give you the answer. Okay?
Okay.
So, and again, we will always call you from the 877 number. So,
yes, ma'am.
Now, do you...
I'm sorry. You said I can interrupt.
Yeah,
How does he set up the security question?
Yeah, during the client interview. So they're going to set up a security question with an answer during the client interview tomorrow.
And so whenever he gets, you know, anything related to you guys, he'll say, hey, security question verification, and they don't have it, then he knows not to continue with the call?
Absolutely. Then just hang up if that ever happens, for sure. So, because, you know, there are other marketing companies out there that, you know, will call and, you know, if they think you're already working with somebody, like pretend to be the person you're working with to try and get your money, you know, things like that. So that's why we set up.
That's why I asked where you got the information from.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I love questions, you know, always ask me questions. I would rather you know all the information. So definitely, you know, that you'll have that security question, but we will never call asking for more money. So, you know, when we set up your account, if you ever wanted to do Facebook ads or Google ads, obviously that would cost more, but we'll never call you saying, hey, we need $500 from you right now, like things like that. We will never call you asking for more money. Okay, so it'll always be that
$149. Okay, so you said if I want to do Facebook ad or Google ad, it's going to cost more money. What ad are I paying for right now?
So you're paying for the map section of Google for up to 15 keyword phrases for that local map section for the spotlight position. We're going to get you on all the popular directory listings that you don't currently have. Clean up your presence on the Internet because you do have a 75% inaccuracy with your presence on the Internet currently. So we do what's called a NAPW cleanup, name, address, website, phone number. We clean up that presence to make sure it's all accurate across the board. We're going to get you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa, and then also the website. So I did include that website with this, and that will be also up within 7 to 14 days. So that's everything that you're paying for with the $149. If you wanted to do Facebook ads, it's an extra $100. And if you wanted to do Google ads, then that's an extra $300. So if at any point you wanted to do that, that would be the starting amount for that. Now, with that $100 and $300, you can always add more. Like if you wanted to do, like, you know, $1,500 of Google ads, then we take 17.5%. So, you know, and I mean, pretty much nobody is doing $1,500 of Google ads. But, you know, if you wanted to, you have that option. So, So, yeah, just to kind of run it down. Okay, so now do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically what this means is if you do any other online marketing, which you won't need to, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so, Horace, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of September 28th, 2022, and the non-refundable amount of $248. This is the $149 with the $99 setup fee. The $149 will be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 28th of the month in the amount of $149. Now, of course, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Yes, so, now, Horace, the last thing that I'm going to do with you is you should have received a couple of text messages just now. Now, one of them should say, Horace, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Did you get that text?
Not yet.
Okay, let me try sending it one more time. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Let me know if it came through now. For some reason it's saying it's not sending on my end either. Do you guys have, like, maybe not the best reception or something?
Can you verify the number you're sending it to?
Yes. The, it's the...
There we go.
Oh, it came through?
We got it.
Okay, so... Perfect. So now, I believe I'm already on speakerphone, but if you could do me a favor and open up that link. Now, this will take you to our terms, and this is everything that we discussed in writing. Now, you can take your time, look that over, take as long as you need. When you're done looking it over, scroll to the bottom of it and press the little white box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card. And in the orange box, type out your name with your middle initial with no period. And then press confirm signatures. Okay.
So I certify authorized holder. Okay. And then click here to type your name as seen above. Okay. HORACE. So in. And the date, and then hit confirm signature. Correct.
Yes. Absolutely.
Signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it. Oh, I forgot the E. Okay. And then it's asking to sign in. Username and password.
Okay, perfect. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You guys will get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So if you know how to, just go ahead and bookmark that page. Either way, it'll be emailed to you. I'm also going to send you a text message with exactly how your reporting dashboard works. It's just a short YouTube video, so you can kind of check that out. Now, you do have my extension and phone number. Again, remember tomorrow when they call, they'll call from that 877 number between 10 and 11. And otherwise, you guys are set. I'm so happy to welcome you to the Local Splash family. Did you guys have any questions at all?
No, ma'am.
Okay, are you sure? No question?
I think I'm all right. You have any questions?
No.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, just look out for that phone call tomorrow, and I'm excited to get your marketing started, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you guys have a great rest of your day.
All right.
Thank you, you too.
Bye.
Okay, so look down.